Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for the week of June 22nd. Well, folks, we are still in the energy field of last week's big celestial event, the summer solstice, and the brilliant starberry full moon the day after. How are you feeling? It's definitely a cosmic jolt as the zodiac shifts gears. Some folks may feel unsettled or even depleted, like you're stuck in neutral, but that changes very quickly. There is a different energy in the sun's trek south. As the sun's light diminishes, our external energy turns inward more and more. It's a time to reflect. In Vedic mythology, the god Vishnu, the preserver of the universe, governs the 6 months of the sun's increasing light. The god Shiva governs the 6 months of the sun's decrease. So we presently belong to a time governed by Shiva, when we reap what we have sown and the choices made or not made over the last 6 months. Today's energy pattern is downright amazing. It's full of inspiration, ideals, and optimism. So let's break it down. It begins with today's moon transiting the galactic center. That's right, the moon has a center to the galaxy. That's where the creation of this amazing universe emerges from. The moon here channels that energy, and there are not enough words to describe that energy. But through Sagittarius, the mutable fire sign, it now makes things really interesting, because the moon is opposite the sun, Mercury, and Venus, sending its light to activate those planets. Now, Mercury communicates, transacts, and thinks. Here in Gemini, it's in its home sign and is fully in gear, exuberant, and nothing is held back. And with Venus, the planet of love, art, and romance in the fray, well, the mind is bubbling over with thoughts of those things. And the sun, as the soul of the universe, takes in all of this and distributes it throughout the zodiac. And there's more. The moon in Sag and the sun, Venus, and Mercury in Gemini form a powerful T-square with Neptune in Pisces. Neptune revs up the planetary energies with a wave of inspiration, idealism, and connecting with the spirit world. And then there's Jupiter's position in Taurus at the midpoint of these planets. That amplifies it. What a day. All you need to do is listen, and I bet you'll hear something remarkable. This could be a day when your head and heart open to new depths of love, art, creativity, and inspiration. Now, on the flip side, make sure the Neptune energy doesn't carry you away in a fog of fantasy or escapism. Be sure to look both ways when you cross the street, count your change, and read the fine print. Well, finally, let's not forget feisty Mars. Mars is at the middle of Aries, its favorite sign to be in. It's powerfully expressing its desire to get stuff done. And with the moon coming into a harmonious trine with Mars, there ought to be much clarity for taking purposeful action, perhaps even inspired action. It will also shake off any emotional hangover from the solstice. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week, right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.